there are several different versions of the Ten Little Nigger Boys, here is ours, sung by Stanley, Doris, and the children.
Ten little nigger boys going out to dine, one overate himself.
And then there were nine.
Nine little nigger boys sat up very late, one overslept himself.
And then there were eight.
Eight little nigger boys travelling in Devon, one said he'd stay there.
And then there were seven.
Seven little nigger boys chopping on sticks, one chopped himself in half.
And then there were six.
Six little nigger boys playing with a hive, a bumblebee stung one.
And then there were five.
Five little nigger boys nailing down the floor, one picked his thumbnail.
And then there were four.
Four little nigger boys going out to sea, a red herring swallowed one.
And then there were three.
Three little nigger boys walking in the snow, a big bear hugged one.
And then there were two.
Two little nigger boys sitting in the sun, one got grizzled up.
And then there was one.
One little nigger boy living all alone.
He got married.
And then there was none.
What we have here is another example of hip-hop culture bringing murder and mayhem into the rest of our society.
I have the solution to all of life's problems.
All of life's problems?
Right.
All of them. All of them?
Yes.
All right.
Name a problem, and I will give you the solution.
Oh, I'm putting on the spot here.
Oh, shit. Anything.
I masturbate too much.
Pterodactyls.
What?
Pterodactyls are the solution to all of life's problems.
Oh, man.
And now you might be wondering, how can a pterodactyl help
Pretty
me
much.
With my masturbation problem?
Yeah.
Well, if you're being chased by a pterodactyl, you're not going to have time for masturbation.
Ooh.
if you're constantly on the run from pterodactyls, when are you going to masturbate?
That's true.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Name another problem.
Another problem. I got problems with girls.
Fucking pterodactyl.
How so?
Well, there's several ways that a pterodactyl could solve that problem. Like, what are your problems with girls?
Well, you know, they talk too much and all that shit.
Fucking pterodactyl eat those girls. No more problem.
They're kind of nice, though, pterodactyls.
Next problem.
All right. Next problem. Sometimes I clog the toilet.
Pterodactyl.
Now, really?
Have you seen how long and pointy their noses are?
Ooh.
They can get down in there and get that shit.
It is good.
Plus, they have those long, the wings, they have those like long pointy fingers with the joints on them, you know, in their wings. They
can like get a bat,
down. Yeah. Yeah, like get down in there.
God, you're good. You're so good, Kyle. Jesus. There's no problem.
Anything else plaguing you?
No, that's basically it.
Traffic.
Traffic?
Traffic is a problem for me sometimes. I'm late to work once in a while because of traffic. Pterodactyl swoops down, picks up the car, moves it out of my way. Problem solved.
Would this be like a pet pterodactyl? Or do you think they're looking out for you?
Orion, you have to respect the pterodactyl.
All right.
They're not pets. Pterodactyls are people too.
All right.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
Let's see. What else could pterodactyls help us with? The economy. Easy.
All right.
All of our jobs are going overseas. Pterodactyls fly overseas. Bring all those people back here. Easy.
All right.
Pterodactyl flies into a Chinese bank, brings out all of the chink money, whatever it is that they use. I don't know. It's like
so
fortune
good,
cookies or whatever they use for money.
Fortune
brings it back over here in big sacks. Easy.
God, you're killing me.
Pterodactyls.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. You're right. You're so right.
They're like bats, but better.
Yeah, they are. Yes.
They're like bats with knives on the end of their faces.
Yeah, like a pitchfork with wings.
Pitchfork?
Yeah.
Don't those have multiple prongs?
Pitchfork?
Yeah.
Pitchfork.
I think you mean a pickaxe.
Oh, pickaxe, yeah.
That's okay.
I'm sure they look like pitchforks.
I'm sure
too.
They're not listening anyway.
We haven't dug those up yet, the pitchfork pterodactyls.
The only problem I see that can't be solved by a pterodactyl is the problem of where the pterodactyls are going to come from in the first place.
Yeah, see, that's I can see that. Yeah.
Kind of an issue. I could see it going one of two ways. We could either, well, maybe three ways. We could either happen to luckily discover an island full of pterodactyls, maybe off the coast of Australia somewhere.
Very unlikely.
Lost world.
Continue.
We could genetically engineer pterodactyls either by finding pterodactyl DNA or just, you know, make them from scratch.
Very plausible.
We'll just take like bats and like dolphins. They have like pointy noses and just a bunch of animals that have pterodactyl like features and put them together.
Yeah.
Or we could build robot pterodactyls.
Oh, man.
Right. Now, I don't want to dwell on the robot thing. As you know, I think robots are the future.
Yeah.
But I think pterodactyls, if robots are the future, pterodactyls are the here and now.
As far as robots?
What?
Robot pterodactyls.
Right.
All right. Continue.
Polydactyl pterodactyls would be very useful.
What the fuck is that?
Do you know what a polydactyl is?
I have no idea.
It's a person or an animal with multiple, they all have multiple, but like with more fingers or toes than they're supposed to have.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like it happens to cats a lot, actually.
Oh, they get the extra
thumb. They'll have an extra toe.
Okay.
Well, polydactyl pterodactyls could be quite useful for counting.
Okay. God damn it.
Because I can't count past 10 on my fingers, and even if I take my shoes off, I can only get up to 20. But if you have a polydactyl pterodactyl around, then, you know, you could count up to like 50, 72. It depends on how many dactyls they have.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm with you on this.
Well, you better be. Because when the pterodactyls come, I don't want you to be a problem that needs solving.
All right.
Could you imagine a polydactyl pterodactyl playing the piano? How awesome that would be if they had like...
That'd be pretty awesome, yeah.
If they had like 12 fingers on each wing and they're playing the piano. And they could use their beak too, like in the middle to play like middle notes. They could be playing high notes over here, low notes over here, and some middle notes with their beak.
I can picture that, yeah.
They could play chopsticks. Well, they probably could.
Yeah. All right.
What if you like could ride a pterodactyl?
If I could, yeah, definitely. That'd be pretty sweet.
But I said, what if you could ride a pterodactyl? If I could, yes.
If I could, that would be sweet.
Oh. I don't think you're taking me seriously here.
All right. Well, go on.
Okay. Well, name another problem.
Another problem?
What's another problem that you
might have? Oh, the Jews.
Well, that's kind of like the girl problem. They just could eat them. Unless, like, what's your problem with the Jews?
Man, damn you.
Where to start? Well, for one thing, they ruined Hollywood.
I get it. Pterodactyls are awesome.
This is just like the time with the robots.
I get it. They're awesome. Another problem. All right. I don't have a solution, I guess, in the problem of that.
What? I don't have a solution.
I'm not done.
Okay.
I need something to get me a beer, let's say.
Pterodactyl.
They're not going to fit in my apartment, Kyle. God damn it.
Baby pterodactyl. Or miniature pterodactyl.
Genetically engineered miniature.
Have you ever seen a Doberman pincher?
I have.
Have you ever seen a mini pincher?
I lied.
You've never seen a Doberman pincher?
No, I haven't. What is that?
It's a dog.
It's a little dog?
No, a Doberman. You don't know what a Doberman is?
I do.
So you have seen one?
On the internet, yes.
Well, that's close enough.
Okay.
They're big dogs.
Okay.
They're like, they usually get their tails bobbed and they're like attack dogs, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen a mini pincher?
I have not.
It looks exactly the same, only it's like the size of a chihuahua.
Ooh, wow.
Same basic principle. We'll breed the pterodactyls, so we'll have small ones and big ones. Small ones can do things around the house, like the laundry, bringing you a beer, changing the channel on the TV when you lose the remote.
Are you going to be the breeder? Because they're probably going to kill everybody else. They're going to be like, hey, Kyle.
I think pterodactyls can be reasoned with.
Okay.
I think if you just sit a pterodactyl down and have a conversation, we can work this out. And
well, how are they going to talk?
Well, that's actually a good point. I thought about that. Like, how are we going to converse with the pterodactyls? And I went on
YouTube.
That
is a good point. All right.
And I found a, video right. about how to screech like a pterodactyl.
Okay.
So I think this will help.
Alrighty.
I don't know exactly the vocabulary yet, but it just gives you an idea of how to make the correct sounds.
Okay.
At this point, I should point out that the video has text on it that says, "Are you ready?" And I have to admit that the first time I watched this video, I wasn't sure if I was ready or not.
Are you ready?
But
well, I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay, well, good. Let's go.
Hey, guys. I know it's been a while and everything, but here's my video on how to turn that to screech. It's been a while, like I said, and to tell you the truth, I've been very lazy, but also the other reasons are I couldn't find the right word to tell you guys, but here it is, and I'm here to show you guys how to actually do it after your long wait.
This is step one.
Step one. Oh, God.
Step one, breathing. People say when you inhale piecemeal, it's bad for you, and it's better to exhale piecemeal. That's false. It's exhale screaming that's better than inhale screaming, but inhale piecemealing is better than exhale piecemealing.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's pig squealing.
Pig squealing.
Apparently, he is multilingual. He speaks pig and pterodactyl and English, I guess.
What have you done?
And he's Asian, so he probably speaks like Chinese, too. I figure they all do.
That's the truth, actually. Now, when you're pterodactyl screeching, you gotta exhale. Inhaling will really damage your vocal cords, even though you're not using them. They will damage your the way you breathe, and it really will hurt if you try inhaling it. I've tried before, and I found it possible to do it, but impossible to actually continue doing it for the rest of your life without feeling the pain. So I say don't risk it, guys. But when you breathe, though, have you guys noticed that when you have a little contest and hold your breath with your friend, you always go, you bring all the air from your stomach. Well, all the air you're breathing in from your stomach area, the diaphragm, back into your lungs, so it constricts, you know, it pops out. When you do that, you're going to exhale. You're just going to go, yeah!
That's a little demonstration.
Oh, right. I see where we're going.
The kind of speech that we'll have to get used to when talking to pterodactyls. But
okay.
I think with practice, we will all be able to do it.
You're nuts.
And those who can't do it will probably perish. But we probably don't need them anyway because they're racist.
All that air is going to shoot out. And that was not really a good pterodactyl screech, I know, but I'm kind of outside and there's some people walking by. It's kind of awkward. I'm talking to my camera. But that's basically how you breathe, basically. So just remember, do it basically how you have a breathing contest. You bring all the air and it constricts into your lungs. You just release it all out. And you release it out in a steady stream. Don't go at all at once. It's not like in a giant ball of air. Just release it out, all the air you have, like in a straw formation, like it brings all the air out. So look at how I breathe with the air coming out. It comes out of a steady stream. So bring out one ball, it's just one big air. It looks like as if you're coughing or something. Big balls of air. You don't want that. So it's not really going to help you.
Do not cough when talking to a pterodactyl. It's like, have you ever been told, like, don't look a wolf in the eyes or other kind of wild animals? Yeah. Don't look them directly in the eyes because they'll see it as a challenge. Pterodactyls are similar when it comes to coughing. In the wild, when a pterodactyl wants to challenge another pterodactyl, they'll cough at each other.
All right.
And so you don't want to cough at a pterodactyl.
I just got to add, you can tell this guy's Asian because he's talking about big balls of air.
Ooh, big balls of fire.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
Yeah.
Asian. Right.
That's just to tell you the truth right there.
This is step two now.
Water, yeah, water's going to help you totally. You're going to be using a lot of your lungs. It's going to hurt your lungs maybe if you try it for the first and second time. Like I said in my other videos, I learned pterodactyl screeching before I learned pink swirling, which is probably the most dumbest thing I've ever heard of, probably. You probably ever heard of, too.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Hell, why would you learn pig squealing after you learn to talk like a pterodactyl? We already have pigs. Clearly, that'd be what you should learn first. That's like learning Klingon before you learn Spanish.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I agree with him.
But cut him some slack. He's trying to help us out.
All right.
But that's the truth. It was really awkward just to know that, and I learned that at work. Don't even ask, again, Pete, guys. Just read the other comments that I posted down with other people's responses. Like I've said, I did it in the back of the room. I was a lazy guy, and I was the only one working there, and blah, blah, blah. Came out that way. In doing that so, though, water will help you. Anything will help you. I'd say go for water, Sunny D, Hawaiian Punch. Try to stay away from the pops when it comes to pterodactyl screeching, because it's going to add a layer of film. And you don't want that.
Pterodactyls hate film and phlegm. They don't like pterodactyls. When you first meet a pterodactyl, like, human beings will shake hands. Pterodactyls like to make out. And they don't like a filmy mouth or throat because they have long tongues.
I'm kind of. What fucking meeting did I miss where I don't know how pterodactyls talk?
And you got to watch the Discovery Channel. It's all on there.
God damn.
National Geographic.
That makes sense. Okay.
Popular
Science.
I'll
call my cable company
magazine.
Tomorrow.
HGTV.
Like, some people say adding phlegm is good for pig squealing. No, those are fake pig squealing, tips. Ugh, what the hell?
Watch out for fake pig squealing tips.
The fake ones.
We're not talking about pig squealing right now, but just in case you're trying to learn to talk to pigs, watch out for fake tips.
What the fuck?
You do not want a lot of phlegm. When you're talking to a pig, either, because they're actually very similar to pterodactyls in that regard. They don't like phlegm either.
Sorry, I just spit out like a piece of potato chips or hash brown or whatever I just had. To tell you the truth, guys, basically, you need just basically normal things that flow into your body. Really, I know water isn't the best thing, unless you really love water, but people who think water is just too bland, it really does help. But if you don't like that, Hawaiian Punch. Blue or red. Don't go for the green one.
What the fuck?
Stick with the blue or the red.
Not the green one.
Right. Well,
what the fuck?
To us, green means go, red means stop. But to a pterodactyl, green means flip the fuck out and kill everything in sight. So you don't want the green one because they'll get the wrong idea.
So if you want to communicate with a pterodactyl, do not drink the green Hawaiian Punch.
Green Hawaiian Punch will be seen as an act of aggression.
I see. So, like red to a bull.
Right. It's very much like red to a bull.
Sunny D, go for the original. Gatorade, stay away.
Actually, that reminds me. Don't drink Red Bull around a pterodactyl either.
What the?
Because they don't like energy drinks. They think they're kind of douchey.
How do you know this?
Paleontology.
Of course.
Archaeology. Otherologies. Radiology.
Radiology.
Bibliography.
You don't know.
Cryptography.
Photography.
Philosophology. Ology.
The free punch, go for the blue, go for the purple. Oh, but I say one pot that really will help you is grape soda. Some of you might want to call it grape drink. Sorry about that, but I know that sounds kind of racist because a lot of that people call it that way. I apologize, but that's what it's called. Grape drink.
Don't say grape drink, anyone.
No. You can say... See, the thing is, he was saying it sounds kind of racist, but...
How is that racist?
Because black people say grape drink.
Well, there is grape drink out there.
No, grape drink.
Drank. Oh.
Grape drank.
Well, he also said a lot of things without the R's, you know, like...
Without the R's?
Like, I'm sorry about that.
Did he say he's sorry?
I noticed, yes.
Really?
And, yeah.
Well, anyway, more importantly, what I was going to say is that pterodactyls love grape soda, so it's a good idea to keep it around. That's what he meant when he said it'll really help you, is to have grape soda on hand, because they see that as like a peace offering. Like, if you bring grape soda to a pterodactyl's nest, you're going to be invited over for dinner, and you'll be invited to meet their parents. And you don't want to give them the wrong idea, though, because they can be kind of frisky pterodactyls. And
all right.
Pterodactyl ejaculate is very forceful and could possibly damage your internal organs. So you don't want to really get, you know, surprise fucked by a pterodactyl because you got it all turned on.
This better get good.
I'm just trying to be educational.
All right.
Welsh's grape soda. The best. But I just tell you, those things will help you. Eating soup will help you. That's the truth right there. Also, if you're going to have air, I mean, why am I doing this on a cold? I can tell you, the cold air is very thick. All the air will come in nice and strong. People, if you have asthma like me, it's going to be a bitch to breathe if you're, like, exercising, but in the summertime, the air is so good. Nothing wrong with that, but it's just really warm. It's like drinking hot water, pure hot water. Cold water is really good, I guess, but it's not going to help you as much. But when it comes to air, though, that's something else. That's just gonna flow right in really strong. And when you release it, it just goes in, it goes out warm because your body just warmed it really quick, like a quick stove. Like you just dumped a block of ice into boiling water. It just, and you just pull it out after 2 seconds. It's not going to be fully melted, but you just pull it out in 2 seconds. It's going to be smaller. That's going to be healthy for you.
I got nothing on that one. I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Oh, man. Cold water.
Cold. Okay, I heard it that time. Cold.
And, you know, pole. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just picking on the guy. He's Asian.
Yeah, cold water. I heard that, but.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he's talking about now.
Aside from that, what the fuck?
Like, cold water might not be that good for you, but cold air will be good for you. And if you have a block of ice and you put it in boiling water and then you pull it back out and it's smaller, that'll be healthy for you. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know what that has to do with pterodactyls.
All right.
I think he's just getting a little sidetracked. He's probably nervous. Oh, I think this is step three now.
Step three. All right.
But in other cases, though, that's basically the two steps, the two main steps you need to know. To drink flavored or something very flowing into your body, breathe nice, cool air. Nice, cool air. It doesn't have to be super cold, but cool air. Breathe with your chest obstructed, like as if you're having a breathing contest, and then release it all. Now, the way it sounds is going to be very scratchy. Like when you pick through, it's going to be like the Grudge sound.
That's the Grudge sound.
The movie, yeah.
From the movie The Grudge, yeah.
Which came from Asia.
That's true. Maybe he wrote it.
But, like I said in my 3.0, when you're Grudge sounding, you do an exhale and then turn it inhale. This time, don't turn it inhale. See, look. When I made that sound, my stomach, basically, I'm not taking in air yet. I'm exhaling all the air that I'm basically breathing as I'm normal talking. But in that process, I've learned so much as it is that I don't have to take so much air in. I'll talk, make the sound, like the Grudge, and then you'll see my stomach constrict inside. And then my chest will get bigger, and you just let out. You can tell that was kind of weird. I kind of echoed around the neighborhood. I can make it fairly loud, and I'll do it at the end of the video, but you saw that demonstration. I'll show you without my, with my shirt raised. You saw how my stomach caved in, went to my chest, and then basically I let it explode. You don't have to bend over and do it, but it adds the flow of air to come out easier to your chest. And you can, like, you know, bend it out, and it just comes out. And also, I don't know why it's a habit, but I do that, and it seems like I'm acting like a pterodactyl, you know.
Now, he doesn't seem to know this, but pterodactyls are a lot like Japanese businessmen. And when you first meet them, they like to bow. So that's probably why he thinks
this guy,
this is like acting like a pterodactyl.
All right. This guy's magnificent cunt. I swear to God. I don't.
He is a magnificent cunt?
He is.
Or God. He has a magnificent
no,
cunt?
No, he is.
Oh.
He's a magnificent cunt. What is he talking about? What are you doing to me?
This is
bullshit.
It's a language lesson.
All right.
How to talk. I don't know what you're so upset about. We're learning things today, Orion.
I'm cool with that.
Can you talk?
Can I handle
like
it?
A pterodactyl?
Yes. No.
Can you make that sound?
I don't even know how. I'm not through.
Well,
with
then
the
you
lesson.
Haven't been paying attention.
All right. I'm listening.
drink the blue or the red Hawaiian punch. Go outside in the cold, take a deep breath, and make the grudge sound.
Yeah.
I don't see what you're missing here.
I'm getting there, I guess.
All right. Well.
Yeah, that sounds kind of bland and everything, but that's basically how you demonstrate it. It's best, I can tell you, to do it when you pixel first. If you've never pixel before and you're a pterodactyl, tell me. That's going to be one of the biggest counts I'm going to be looking at, too. All my friends have done it, and well, my friends that have done it, though, pterodactyl screech, they've done it after they pixeled. They found it quite the same, almost, and they couldn't do it as much as I could. But I can only do it about 8 times, 10 times a day. When it comes to doing it non-stop, one after another, I can only do it 3 times, and then I gotta rest for another hour or so, because...
This is an important tip to remember, because if you're going to be dealing with pterodactyls a lot, you're going to have to be careful about choosing your words, because you're only going to be able to say about 8 things to them a day.
Yeah, otherwise you're fucked, apparently.
So you got to be really
fuck yourself up.
You got to really think about what you want to say before you say it, because you might not get a chance to say it again for like an hour.
Okay. So in a day, you get it, what, 8 times, 8 to 10 times?
Yeah.
To communicate with the pterodactyl. Otherwise, you're going to fuck your vocal cords up and...
Right.
And you won't be able to communicate.
Right.
And
unless
thus,
you learn pterodactyl sign language, but that could be difficult if you're dealing with a polydactyl pterodactyl, because their signs might be different because they have more digits. So you might not be able to reproduce them, and you might accidentally say, like, fuck you, pterodactyl, and then and you're in trouble.
That's a good point.
Right. I'm glad you're getting on the bandwagon.
I am.
It really messes up your throat. I mean, it dries it up really quick, and when you do it when it's dry, it hurts like a bitch. Just like scratching your skin to get that rash when your skin keeps ripping apart, and then you get a blister, or you rip your skin apart. You feel like, you know, you feel all that shit underneath. Yeah, you don't want that. That's basically what happens in your throat.
This is step 4, and I believe this is the demonstration step.
Finally.
But, demonstration-wise, I guess I will tell you, and I will show you how to do it. Here's the demonstration. Sorry, I gotta warm up with my pig's wheel.
Just so you don't get confused, that was a pig squeal, not a pterodactyl. You don't want
to... What the fuck does a pig squeal have to do with a pterodactyl call?
Well, apparently it's easier. If you know how to talk to pigs, then apparently you've got a leg up on people who don't know how to talk to pigs when it comes to learning pterodactyl-lees.
You're so smooth.
That's what I'm getting from this video. He said all of his friends learned to talk to pigs before they learned to talk to pterodactyls. He's the only one he knows who learned to talk to pterodactyls first. It's kind of like if you learn one romance language, you know, you'll have a leg up on learning the other ones. Like if you learn Spanish, it'll be easier to learn Italian.
Okay. Yeah.
Than if you just went into Italian, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Here's my pterodactyl. Hopefully it doesn't get too loud.
Pterodactyls would be really good in like metal bands.
I was just about to say, yeah. Don't you have to just basically scream like you're in a metal band?
That is a common misconception.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't want to just scream anything. It's very specific.
Okay.
One more. One more for the neighbors to stare at me at. One more. Shit! I don't want my neighbors to hear that. Oh, I can go louder, but I'm so nervous.
I think his neighbors are racist, and they don't like pterodactyls. And that is what the problem
that's
is.
That's racist? All right.
Yeah, well, that's a big problem that's going to be facing pterodactyls when they come to populate the
Earth.
We
don't take kindly to your kind around here.
I'll probably call them pitchfork heads.
Fuck you.
Pitch axe head. Got it.
Pitchfork heads?
You don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
We haven't dug them up yet.
This used to be a nice neighborhood till all the pitchforks moved in.
Oh man. I wonder what all the neighbors are thinking while he's doing this, because he's looking around like he's ashamed.
I don't want my kids going to school with no pitchforks.
I gotta be quiet. The neighbors are gonna hear me.
Listen to that hardcore music.
All right.
I've done it all the time with kids, but with my neighbors, it just seems kind of weird. I don't know. You can go to a park and do it, and it wouldn't bother you, but do it to the neighbors. You come out of your door every day, and they'll see you. But, yeah. One more, right? Okay, here we go. Pig cerulean, then pterodactyl, then that's it, guys. Did you hear that? A dog barked.
Fucking dog.
Dog bark. That's great.
The dog's been listening in on the lesson. He's trying to learn.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
I don't think a dog could do it, though.
No fucking way.
I mean, dogs can't talk to begin with, so how are they going to
learn?
Well,
maybe they're speaking. Where's the next dog lesson? Next All right. episode?
All right. All right. Let's not get ridiculous. Everybody knows dogs can't talk.
Oh, man. Why is it that all the neighbors are, like, southerners? Like, look at this foreigner talking in... Do I hear a pterodactyl?
Do I hear a pitchfork?
What if, like, I pulled up... What if I pulled up in a car and I hear this shit and I get out and I'm like, what the fuck is that, you bitch flap?
Bitch? Bitch
what the
flap?
Fuck? You talking that pterodactyl, nigga?
What's up? What's a bitch flap?
I don't know. I just...
You bitch flap?
Bitch flap. Did I just say that? Whatever. You know what I mean. Got to modernize the hatred. What if?
I think old people are just bored, and I think that makes them cranky.
So they sound southern.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
I think all old people come from the south. There are no northern old people.
That's where they're born.
Yeah, they're all born, they're born in the south. Cranky. Old people, they get bored and cranky, and you know, and they get retired, and then they get retired. They retire, and then, you know, and they're bored. They don't have to go to work anymore, and all the things that they used to do for fun when they were kids have either, like, fallen out of fashion or become illegal, you know, like,
yeah.
Like ballroom dancing and, like, ice cream socials, and, you know,
yeah,
like...
the trend has died.
Lynch mobs.
Yeah, speaking of which.
Everything they used to do Christ. For fun when they were kids, they can't do anymore. So now all they have left is yelling at youngsters to get off their lawn and complaining about pitchforks.
Yep.
The pitchforks are taking over the media, you know, and...
Oh, man.
You know, you never hear a young person yelling at somebody to get off their lawn.
Never have, yeah.
I think whoever came up with the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, was probably an old person.
I believe
it. And it's an old phrase, so obviously if they were still around now, they'd be old now. But I mean, like, at the time, they were probably old.
Yeah, when they created.
Because I don't know any young people who give a shit about the greenness of their grass.
Their grass. Or their lawn, yeah, really.
I hope we discover a way to reverse the aging process, or at least stop it or slow it down significantly by the time I'm in, like, my 30s.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Well, for one thing, I'm going to be kind of depressed when I hit 30 anyway, and that's less than 4 years away now. But I don't want to be an old person. Like, I don't mind the idea of living
alone. That's far from
alone.
Old. That,
I know. But, like, that's where I would like to stay if I get to stop aging.
Yeah. Then
I'd like to stop somewhere in there.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about, yeah.
Like, how shitty would it be if you made it to, like, 70 years old and all of a sudden they discovered that? And like, so everybody around you stops aging, but you're already, like, all wrinkled and your balls hanging to the floor. And,
what about me?
Yeah.
And they can stop you there, but you're screwed.
Yeah. Fucking old people.
Yeah, old people kind of suck. There are some cool old people, but the majority of them...
We treat them like they're cool. We give them, you know, the pat on the back.
No, there are some cool old people out there. They're just few and far between. We all know how old people have a reputation for driving slow. And you've probably heard somebody at some point suggest that old people, like, once you reach a certain age, you have to retest for your driver's license.
Yeah.
You've probably heard that before, right?
I have, yeah.
I think what we should do is when you reach a certain age, say, like, 65, we launch you out of a cannon. And if you don't survive, then you don't survive. And otherwise, you get to go on living. And then you can take your driver's test. But I think that would be good because I think most of the really cranky old people are also really frail.
Yeah. Like, are you talking about like a carnival cannon? You launch them out of that into a net, and if they break?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Launch them out of the cannon.
Yeah.
Or if they have, like, die of a heart attack in midair or, you know, whatever. Or
they
die of a heart
frightened.
Attack in the cannon.
I'm frightened. Oh.
Heart attack, yeah.
It would provide the rest of us with entertainment. It would it would help the economy because people would, you know, show up to, and pay to
they
see
pay.
Old people be launched out of a cannon.
Yeah, spread that money around, yeah.
And it would cut down on the population some, so that would also help with the economy. Yeah. You know, if there's X amount of money and X amount and Y amount of people, you know, if Y becomes a lower number, then that's more money per person.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we'll get rid of the frail, cranky old people and keep like the cool, extreme old people.
There's very few, like you said.
Right.
There, I had one experience at work. I was working and this old woman came up to me and she grabbed my muscle, like my bicep.
Yeah.
And she said,
I wish I had one of these nowadays.
Did you hit that?
No, but the husband was right there, man.
Should have knocked him out.
She was like 4 foot tall. She was this little like raisin. And the husband was not pleased, obviously.
Do you think she would have survived the cannon launch?
Probably. She was pretty cool.
What about the dude? Do you think he would have?
No way.
Well, there you go.
He was an asshole. I could tell. But
should have taken him out.
A lot of fucking things that piss me off about old people. Like my pet peeve with old people, for sure, is when they ask me a question and I answer it and they say, very good.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit. God.
I mean, there are a lot of things about old people that bother me. Like, old people still sometimes think that it's disrespectful to wear a hat indoors.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Who gives a shit?
If you're wearing, a ball cap, you're automatically.
I was probably like 16 before I ever even realized anybody thought it was disrespectful to wear a hat indoors. Yeah. Like, what is it? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. And God forbid you turn it sideways.
Old people are the only people who ever really, like, scowled at me when I had different colored hair.
Yep.
Like, oh, you know, soccer moms and stuff would look at me.
Yeah.
But old people would scowl at me like I was...
Yeah,
you know,
they have no voice.
I was the Antichrist.
They don't know what to say. They get nervous. Yeah, like soccer moms, they'll look at you and kind of tell their kids, all right, kids, we're going this way. Don't look at that man.
This is not what I'm used to. Yep.
But old people, they'll just scowl. They have nothing to say. They have no voice. And
yeah, and they get, like, when they come to, like, grocery stores or any other kind of retail place, they get cranky when they ask you questions. Like, they don't, instead of coming up and being like, oh, I can't find this. Could you tell me where it is? They'll come up and be like, where are the SpaghettiOs?
Where are the breadcrumbs?
Yep. Demanding.
And excuse me.
And they get so mad when, like, a store gets remodeled or something.
Oh, yeah.
So mad.
I have no idea where anything is.
I've been coming to this store since the 1930s. And every 50 years, I have to refind everything.
Yep. Oh, another thing. God, I hate it when they say, like they ask a question, I'll answer it, and they'll say, you know, very good. And then they'll say, thank you. Goodbye. And when they say goodbye, it's like, goodbye? Like, am I going to die?
Goodbye. We are done here.
I don't like the word goodbye. Like, later or bye, but goodbye.
Goodbye.
The full goodbye, like good morning.
Oh, that's like there used to be these like 40-something-year-old women that would come into the 7-Eleven I worked at. And I don't know where they were coming from, but it was always the same kind of woman.
Yeah.
Thin, blonde hair tied back in a ponytail.
Like suburban.
But like very, very like business casual kind of proper lady. And she would come in. And it was different ladies, but they're all basically the same. And they'd come in and they'd ask for something. And I'd be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, thank you.
Oh, God.
Nobody, I realize that technically speaking, good is not the appropriate response there. Well is like the proper response. But nobody fucking says well who isn't an asshole.
Politically correct. Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing? Well, thank you.
Fuck you.
All right. Now I'm in for some shit.
Yes.
What can I get for you? Another stick up your ass?
God damn. Yeah. Old people. What else bugs you about old people?
They stink sometimes.
Yeah, they do. Oh, like they're rotting.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't want to get old, because I don't want to feel like the walking dead, you know, like Like, I'll scare children.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are kids who are terrified of old people just because they look like they're melting.
Let me give you a kiss. You smell like rotting meat.
When Jesus. I hug Grandma, she sounds like paper bags.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I sat on Grandpa's lap. It was like jumping in a pile of leaves.
Yeah, my biggest thing with old people is the shit that comes out of their mouth. And I know they're from, you know, a different era, the 50s, but...
Right.
Or earlier shit.
Back in the 20s.
Yeah. Like, if they're lucky. But yeah, goddamn. Just their proper bullshit.
My grandparents were funny. They, like, I remember being at my grandparents' house once when I was a kid, and somebody drove by blasting rap music.
Yeah. Oh,
and... They didn't use the N-word. They didn't say, like, niggers, but they said something about how they hated that black music.
The black
music. And they once said that they didn't like watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because everybody's so loud. Black people are so loud.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, man.
But then, unrelated, but they also didn't like The Simpsons because they found everybody's yellow skin tone off-putting.
What? Oh, that's bad.
I don't think that
that's
was a,
pretty fucking bad.
I don't think that was a race thing. I think that was just a weird old person just, thing.
It's change. Yeah, it's different.
It's everyone has yellow skin and several of them have blue hair. I do not like this.
Oh, God.
This is not what I am used
Come
to.
Come on. Yeah.
Give me Charlie Brown any day of the week. That Charles Schultz really knows what's hilarious.
Oh.
She didn't let him kick the football again.
My grandma, yeah. She'd watch, like, college basketball, and she'd be like, shoot the three! Even though if they, you know, slam dunk, like, good three-pointer! No, grandma. And then after the game, they'd interview, you know, the players, and they'd be like, so, you had a good game. You know, what changes have you made, you know, after last game? And they'd be like, you know, talking to the reporter, and my grandma would be like,
oh, he's like a dub a dub 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 dub.
It's like, Grandma, Jesus.
she wasn't an angry racist. She's like, or I shouldn't say was, she's still alive, but she's like the happy, you know, make humor out of it kind of a racist. Like,
oh, he's so funny, dub a dub dub. I have no idea what he's saying.
Well, my grandparents weren't really the angry kind of racist either. They were kind of the more benign kind of racism where it's like, yeah, they're racist, but they don't actually hate. Like, they wouldn't, if there was a bill put forth to, like, take away the vote from black people, they wouldn't support it. You know, like, they don't support segregation or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if a young black family moved into their neighborhood, they might be slightly grumpy about it. They wouldn't go over and give them shit or anything, but they wouldn't like it. I don't like this.
It'd just be, it's off-putting. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not used to it.
They're the kind of people who will say, I'm not racist, but, you know, and then say something racist.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
I'm not racist, but these niggers coming around here blasting their rap music. Eating their chicken buckets.
Talking so loud.
They talk so loud. Why do they have to be so loud all the time?
Remember that video on YouTube? The whistle on the car?
The whistles go, woo! You know, you want to woo!
Everybody's seen that shit.
Yeah.
Make it woo, woo!
Yeah. Bub, Rub, and Little Sis or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn. I wanted to burn that onto a CD because my grandma has, like, the internet, and she somewhat understands computers. I wanted to burn that and make, like, a, you know, a digital Christmas card out of that. Merry Christmas, Grandma.
Oh, woo, woo!
You should send her the video of the black people going nuts over the leprechaun.
Oh.
You seen that one, right? I just want to know where to go.
That, I didn't think that was real. God.
Oh, y'all see the leprechaun say, yeah, yeah! Oh,
that video. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, there's this group.
I forget where it was. It's like kind of ghetto, an old video now. But
and they really believe there's, I don't know if
there's a leprechaun in this tree, supposedly. Yeah,
and they all gather around.
And there was like a police sketch. Not a police sketch. I think it was one of like the people who claimed to have seen the leprechaun
drew
it.
But sketch.
It's basically like a smiley face with a hat on. Yeah. It's the worst drawing ever.
It's the greatest video, though, ever.
You ever noticed how in like TV shows, like police dramas and stuff, whenever they do a police sketch, it looks just like the person.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, I'm sure that never happens.
It never happens.
You're trying to describe somebody. Like, could you imagine trying to describe somebody to somebody else and having them draw it?
I always think of that.
I would love to try that. I would love to meet, like, a police sketch artist and try to describe, like, you.
Yeah.
And then, compare afterwards.
Yeah. I always thought about that. Like, in Law and Order.
It's kind of like,
bring me in. And I need to describe you. Would it look like you? I doubt it.
It's kind of like how in movies and TV shows and stuff, for some reason, they're always able to clean up any image. Like, they've got grainy security camera footage, and they can zoom right in on somebody's face.
CSI.
And clean that up for me. Well, okay. And then all of a sudden, it's crystal clear.
I hate that shit. I can't watch those shows, yeah.
It's like they're written by people who have never actually seen a computer.
Yeah. Technology.
Computers, that's like magic, right?
Boundless, yes.
You can't. You're adding information to the picture at that point. Yeah, otherwise, it wouldn't have looked like shit to begin with.
That shit bugs me. God. There's a lot of things about those shows. Yeah. But that's a big one. You see that all the time. We have this technology. Let me just hit a few buttons on the keyboard. One too many. Like 80 buttons. And, yeah, we'll add information to the fucking video.
You know what really gets under my skin?
What's that?
Owls.
You got pet peeves on owls?
Well,
they
want us to think they're birds, but they're all, like, not birdy. You know, they got those, like, flat faces, and then they kind of look like little teddy bears to me. They got the flat face, and like some of them look like they have little ears.
Yeah.
And they can turn their head all the way around. They're kind of cocky about that bullshit. They're like, check me out. And then they turn their head all the way around.
Fucking owls.
Owls are bullshit.
Oh, man.
And they sleep all fucking day. Like, give me a break, owls. Get a job.
Yeah, the hoot. Yeah. You hear a bird, you know.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Yeah, birds are supposed to chirp or tweet or warble. Nice. They're not supposed to hoot.
Yeah, like hoot. It's kind of like, yo, dude.
Like black people. They're too loud.
Well, whatever. I didn't say that. You said that.
Right.
But yeah, the hoot. It's like, hoot, hoot. It's annoying. It's like, who's fucking doing that? Shut up.
Exactly.
But when it's a bird, yeah, it's like, chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp. And when they take dumps, like, you know, a regular bird takes a dump and that's already kind of inconvenient. It's like all white and gloppy all over the place. But an owl takes a dump and it's full of like rat skeletons and fur. Yeah. It's like if a bird's ass and a cat's mouth mated.
Yeah.
It's like coughing up hairballs and taking a bird dump at the same time.
Yeah. Mouse skeletons.
I don't want a mouse skeleton all over my car.
And they're always looking at you. Like,
yeah,
you know, birds are like, they got those little eyes. They don't give a fuck. They're just like, what the fuck? Bro, singing my song. I don't see shit. Little eyes. I don't know. But owls, they got the big eyes.
Owls don't give a fuck. They'll stare you down.
They're looking at you like, yo, huh? Yo. I'm sorry. I'm exaggerating. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Owls are dicks. I mean, yeah, enough said. Enough.
I actually have no problem with owls.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Owls?
Yeah, oh, owls. Man. They're dicks.
Yeah. All right. I get it. All right.
Okay.
Any other pet peeves?
You know, another problem pterodactyls could help us with.
Oh, God damn.
Would be owls, because they could eat the owls.
Really? That's amazing. They're a bigger bird? No way.
They're not birds.
Well, there are
pterodactyls are like birds.
Dinosaur bird? I don't know.
Do you know in the Bible, bats are defined as birds?
Really?
Yeah. That's how smart the Bible is.
See, I'm smart enough to know that saying bird is not technically, you know, what it is. I just say that because it's, you know.
What else is a bird? Dragonflies are birds.
Well, it has, you know, wings, but it's not a fucking insect. I don't know.
Right.
I'm kind of an idiot. I think simply.
Well, you know, though, actually, now that I think about it, if the pterodactyls ate the owls, we would need to set aside like a football field worth of land as kind of like a pterodactyl litter box.
Yeah.
Because if I'm concerned about rat skeletons, it would be worse to have owl skeletons and
elderly skeletons.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll need like a Like, we'll need to, like, commandeer a football stadium and just fill it with, like, cat litter for pterodactyls to dump in.
Sand.
And we'll need to get, you know, like, a crew. But that's, again, it'll make more jobs. It'll help the economy because there'll have to be a crew to drive, like, forklifts. Not forklifts, like, cranes in there
dump
to
trucks.
Scoop out the dumps. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. The sifters, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the levels of management and supervisors, yeah.
Always
to manage
thinking
the dumping
this guy.
And the filling of gravel and kitty litter or whatever.
Right. And the kitty litter industry just fucking skyrocket. But listen to me. Buy stock in kitty litter. Buy it now while it's cheap, because it's not going to be cheap when the pterodactyls come.
Yeah.
So what else bugs you?
Mad money. Blacks. Well, goddamn, put on the spot. Let me back up. My pet peeves about blacks.
Well, I don't like how dark they are.
No, fuck. No. God damn. But, yeah, I don't like, and, you know, they don't like the way I dance, but yeah, when they, you know, when they say shit and I'm not allowed to say the same shit, for instance, when, you know, they say 50.
Right.
You know, like 50. Uh-huh. That's cool. But when I, you know, take a 20 from them and I give them back $11.50 and I say it out loud, and this happened, like, at work, they laugh their ass off, like,
"That this fucker just said 50. Shit. He just said 50.
Fuck you. You say 50 all the time.
But that's the difference, I think. Do you say 50 all the time?
No.
Well, that's why it's
why
funny.
Why can't I?
Well, you can.
I can, yeah,
just
but
start
they...
saying it all the time.
They laugh that time, but I know they'll think, like, I'm racist or something. Like, look at this guy.
Oh,
he's just saying it because he's, you know, because we're black.
Well, maybe you just learned it because of 50 Cent.
That's the only problem I have. That is
That's
it.
The only...
That is all.
Attention, black people. The only problem I have with you is when you won't let me say 50.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're cool.
We cool.
Yeah.
We cool. They...
I mean, we are cool, my brother. God damn it. See, that's another thing.
We should probably get into the voicemails and comments.
All right, let's do it.
Getting a little into this.
Austin's voicemail corner, yeah!
Hey guys, just figured I'd call in and have a stupid question because I don't think any of us really believe that there's a heaven. But, you know, I'm still hopeful that there could be because I'm a hopeless romantic. Not that it has anything to do with anything. But basically, I just want to know, if there was a heaven, what would your heaven be? And I don't mean how would you make heaven, but, like, from my understanding, heaven is a perfect place for that person. So basically, if you're a pedophile and you don't pedophile anybody, then you get to go to pedophile heaven. I don't know. That's why I think it's kind of retarded. So if heaven was a perfect place, what would yours be? Mine would just be entertainment after entertainment, like for video games, movies, sex, just like just nonstop. This is fucking awesomeness. Yeah. So that's it.
I like that point about pedophiles, about if heaven is like a perfect tailored experience for you and you're a pedophile, but you never actually molested any kids.
Never
you lived,
act on it.
You lived a righteous life, except for the fact that you really wanted to molest kids. Then when you get to heaven, in theory, there should be lots of naked little kids running around. That's interesting.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know what my heaven would be like if there was such a thing. I guess it would just have all the shit that I like in it, which I guess would be sort of like what Austin said, like, you know, entertainment all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't really know. What about you?
Mine would be like, if you ever saw that movie Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Mixed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That Little Monsters movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid, which is...
Really?
I know it's not really supposed to be scary. You know, it's like it's kind of a kid's movie. But, yeah, it scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid. Like, there's a part where this dude, like, takes a kid's head off and replaces it with a pumpkin. It was terrifying to me as a little kid.
That kind of shit, like the underground, you know, the fun aspect, like, separate from...
I can get on board with the Ninja Turtles thing, the place where all the kids would hang out.
Yeah, like, it wasn't the the Foot Clan, but
yeah, like the Foot Clan was there too, but that was like in a separate area.
Yeah, like the pre-recruited Foot.
Yeah, they're all playing arcade games and skateboarding,
smoking,
menthol or regular, or maybe it's the other way around. Whatever,
regular or menthol.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be that and lots of vagina. Yeah,
I should have known.
Or lots of girls without assholes.
Really?
Yeah, because, God, you get a little drunk, you know, you always slip into that little hole. Never?
No. Never? I think anybody who's ever said that they, you know, did it on accident in the ass is either blind or a liar.
Oh, fuck you. It's so close.
There's no, yeah, but you, there's no
measure
way.
It.
There's no way you
Where's
can't.
Where's Aldi?
Measure it. There's no way you can't tell the difference unless this girl is just a total anal slut and her ass is completely, like, warped.
Well, if you're in the moment, I mean,
how hard are you fucking this girl that it just slides right in and you're like, oops?
Well, if you're in that moment where it's like, you know, you're just doing it and you're not really paying attention, you're just like feeling good, then
still
for a second, you mistake it.
Unless you got like a spaghetti noodle dick, you can't get it in there on accident.
Well, I'm saying, you know, after a second, you'll be like, wait a minute. But
well, do you actually get it in?
Yeah.
That you're lying.
Well, the juices.
What, ass juices?
No, all the juices. Like, my juices, her juices, veg juices. They're all, you know, down in that little quarter inch area.
What a load of shit.
Anyways, moving on.
There's no way you could poke in there on accident.
Yeah. It's happened.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, we should put up a poll. Have you ever accidentally fucked someone in the ass? Whoops.
Well, we got like a, what's our ratio, guys to girls? Fans?
I don't know. It's like 60, it's like 60-40.
60-40?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get a good, yeah. We could do a poll on that, maybe.
Or have you ever been, well, see, I wouldn't want to ask, have you ever been accidentally fucked in the ass? Because then I think the dude's probably lying. Like, oops, I didn't mean to. Like, he's hoping you'll just go with it.
I'm sure it's happened to everybody. God damn.
It's never happened to me.
I mean,
I could see getting it in the wrong, like lined up with the wrong spot.
That's all I'm talking about.
But
just
it won't
get in there. Like,
but it doesn't get in there on accident. Not unless you're like really
like a spaghetti dick
going at it.
Maybe I have a spaghetti dick. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just really pointed. I don't know. Like it really wedges in there.
It's just the juices. But anyway.
Wow. Aldi must be like a waterfall. Okay. So that was heaven.
Yeah, moving on.
Heaven is a place with no assholes.
No mistakes.
Hey, guys. I posted this on the board, but I figured I'd explain it because I realized it was kind of late when I wrote that, so it didn't maybe make the most English. But anyway, so story number one, when I first said the N-word, I think I was probably like 7-ish, I don't know, I really don't know. I was pretty damn young. I was in some daycare thing, and there were these two kids that always hung out together. It was their first year there, so maybe they were adopted kids, maybe they were foster kids, I don't fucking know. But they were always hanging out. And one was a short, little, fat, white kid, and one was like a foot and a half taller than him, black kid, and they were both fat guys. They always would say the N-word and always just hang out together, and they reminded me of the Jerky Boys now, looking back at them, just how they acted and everything. I thought they were cool and wanted to hang out with them. I don't know how exactly I said the word, but I know I said it. And they both looked at me like two black guys would look at me as a grown man instead of a black and a white guy saying it constantly. So I remember being confused as hell by that, but luckily they didn't kick my ass. And then when I was 17, working at Taco Bell, we got a black manager. And I grew up younger in the city and in the suburbs, but in sixth grade we moved to the country. And so there weren't a lot of black people. I think there were probably like 5 in the whole town. And it was a decent-sized town, I guess, but still small. But anyway, so she was the manager who would I started noticing racism because she would start pointing stuff out and stuff. But she predicted I was going to marry a black lady, and she was half right, because I married a half black lady. But I just thought that it was such a weird thing for me to live around so much racism but not really notice it. Maybe because there just weren't enough black people for me to notice it, or maybe just because I've kind of always just kind of floated by and not really paid attention to stupid shit. So just figured I'd put that out there and wanted to know, how old were you when you noticed racism? Because I know for 17, that's pretty fucking, I don't know, it's kind of weird to notice it just then. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, Austin. I just want to say we appreciate all voicemails.
Right. Absolutely.
How about you, Kyle? When's the first time you...
I don't know when the first time I said the N-word was. And I'm honestly not sure if I've ever said it to a black person. I'm pretty sure I've said it in front of black people at some point. But if I did, I'm pretty sure I said nigga.
Nigga.
Instead of the hard R, because for some reason that's more offensive.
Yeah.
If you say nigga, it sounds like you're joking.
Yeah, it's socially it's jovial. It's pop culture for you.
Right. Now, I don't think I've ever said, hey, check this out, nigger. You know, yeah. Hey, you guys hear that nigger joke about niggers? I don't think I've ever done that to a black person.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know when the first time I said the word was. I do remember being in like elementary school or something and thinking that it was okay to say things as long as you were quoting. So like if I heard someone say nigger and then I said this person said blah, 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 nigger, that would be okay. It was probably sometime around then.
Yeah, if you're quoting.
Right.
My first time, my mom worked at the mall, in the city, and she wanted me to model clothes at the mall.
Yeah.
At the mall. And she bribed me, and she said, what do you want? And I said, I want the full set of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cards from the movie, because they had they issued cards for the movie.
Right.
And I said, if you give me the whole set, I will model at the mall, because it sounded really retarded, like girly, like only girls model. So she's like, okay, so, you know, we get into this modeling gig, and it was me and my brother, but there was this black kid, and his name was Thomas, and I was like, I forget how old, like 7 to 10, I was probably like 8, I don't know. But anyway, he had been there for a couple years, and he was experienced.
He'd been doing this for a while?
Yeah. So I'm new to the game, but... For some reason, because I was new to this and I was white, I don't know. They like put me as like the head model. I came out first and more like clothing, like examples, I guess, coming out, you know, with the clothes on that certain stores put out. And I remember distinctly like when they decided to put me out first, he kind of looked pissed and I looked at him and I said, it's my time to shine, nigga. I'm just kidding. That never happened.
Okay.
I did do the modeling thing, but I never said that.
God, I wish you really had said that.
I think I'm on the same page as you. Yeah, I never said it unless it was a direct quote. And then later in life, like probably in my 20s, like when I started, I guess, getting into rap, like I would say it as a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what up, my nigga?
Right. So,
but that's about it. Yeah. It
was I don't necessarily have a problem with saying it around black people. It just depends. You know, like I don't know a lot of black people and I'm obviously not going to walk around someplace where I don't know everybody and just start going nigga, nigga, nigga.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But if it's somebody that I know that knows me, I don't think they're going to freak out if I say the word nigger.
Yeah. If they know you, they
better. And it depends
damn well
on the context,
of
course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I said you are a nigger. Well, even then, I could probably even say that.
You could probably say that, yeah. If we were friends with somebody and they were black, like all these friends that are black, that we're kind of friends with, but they're her friends, they joke around all the time. And I think I brought this up before. Like, she'll say nigga, but...
I remember I once told her that she should say to one of her black friends, she should say... I like you, something like, I like you so much that if slavery were still around, I would buy you. And she did, and they didn't care.
I remember that. Oh, shit. Yeah. Like, I brought this up before, but this black friend would say, like, oh, I bought a new car, and she'd say, oh, did you steal it?
Right.
And that kind of shit. Uh-huh. But, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. It all depends on the context.
Yeah, definitely. But,
We did get one more voicemail.
Yep.
And it was an extra special voicemail.
Yes.
It was someone we haven't heard from in a while. And
hold on, let me take off my pants.
Here it comes.
I'm ready.
Hey guys, you'll never guess who this is. It's Marley Kim's. I didn't really die. I just went through some crap. But I'm back to listening now, and I'm listening at work, and I'm on hour number 7 or something of catching up, and I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be listening again, and I feel like a terrible, like, podcast girlfriend or something for abandoning you during your time of need. However, I'm back to listening. I'm catching up. I'm almost all the way through, and you're going to be hearing from me again. And you might get sick of me, but I really don't care. So I just want to let you know, I still love you guys. And I've been audibly laughing at my desk at work, and people have been giving me weird looks, but I really don't care. So keep up the good work, and I'm going to be listening again, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thinking of you is the best part of my whole day.
Yay,
yay, Marleykins!
She's back.
You. Yeah,
finally.
Oh, I thought you died.
Oh, where were you in our time of need?
We were going through some dark times, and yeah, I just wish did. You had been there.
Oh, for those of the listeners that don't know, she was like our number one fan from the get-go.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah.
And I followed her on Twitter for a while. I think she got a new boyfriend. I think that's why she disappeared for a while.
Yeah, who knows? But
I'm glad to have her back.
We've got a lot of fans, but yeah, she was like our number one fan.
Yeah, she was like the number one contributor for a while, and then
for a while, yeah,
she
kind of
fell away, and Austin took her place. So I think we're gonna have to have like a Austin Marleykins battle.
Yeah,
battle for our affections.
Yeah.
That clip, by the way, was Mr. Wonderful, which is a doll. I helped my mom move a bunch of old garbage out of her apartment the other day because, as I mentioned in a previous episode, she's moving to Australia this year, later this year.
Married?
Yeah, she's getting married to an Australian dude. And she's moving in with my sister for a few months before she moves to Australia. And so she needed to get rid of all this shit. And a bunch of it, you know, she's not taking with her. So she was just throwing most of it away. And one of the things she was throwing away was this Mr. Wonderful doll.
Yeah.
Which is... This
everybody should know.
You've probably seen
but
it.
But if you haven't,
it's this stupid little doll with a, I don't know, plastic head, and he's got a little button on his hand, and you push the button, and he says different things that like lonely, pathetic women would find comforting.
Yeah,
and that was one of them. He says other things like, let's see, what is this?
What else?
You're perfect just the way you are. I wouldn't change one thing.
Now, just for the record, if somebody bought you this doll, you're probably not perfect just the way you are.
You're a sad person.
You are a sad sack.
Oh, man.
This rose is for you.
He has a rose in his hand.
You put it there.
Darling, take just as long as you want to get ready. I don't mind waiting one bit.
Yeah, so that's Mr. Wonderful.
That's Mr. Wonderful, yeah.
Maybe he'll be making more appearances on the show. It depends on if the context warrants
doll.
It. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's also a Mrs. Wonderful.
Yeah, and there's an African-American Mr. Wonderful doll. But
can you imagine?
It's out of stock on Amazon.com, and I couldn't find mention of it on any other website. So, like, I was really hoping I could find some clips of what, like, the African-American Mr. Wonderful doll sounds
there
like.
There was nothing, man. Nothing.
Damn, bitch. You know
damn
I don't
it.
Got money for no child support.
Oh, yeah. What else? what would the black Mr. Wonderful say? he'd probably say shit like, you're not just a crazy-ass bitch. You my bitch. Or, girl, you the shit. That was stupid. You on your period? That's right. It's ass week, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Obviously he would have a different kind of heaven.
Yeah.
Than you would.
Apparently. Basketball ain't shit. Sure, I'll let you check my text if you suck my dick.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
We should look into purchasing that just for the show.
Yeah, well, maybe we can find it on eBay or something.
Yeah, that'd
Black
be awesome.
Mr. Wonderful. Yeah, I don't. I kind of want to keep going, but I think we should probably wrap this up.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's getting
kind of long.
And it's getting kind of fucking late.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have been in bed by now. I'm probably going to not go to bed before I go to work. Well, there's not much option here, actually. But, all right, so.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, I've updated a bunch of crap on the website. Like, I added a bunch of stuff. Like, I talked about.
So fucking awesome.
Well, I don't know about that, but I talked about adding a donate button. I did. So, if you got too much money, send some of it our way, lighten your load.
Come on, baby.
So, yeah, there's a donate button now. I added a Skype Me button for people who happen to have Skype who, for some reason, haven't called because they just don't want to use a real phone. Let's see. What else did I do? Oh, I prettied up the stickers page. It used to be just a blank white page with boxes to put in your information, but now it's integrated in the rest of the website, so the sidebar's still there and the header's still there.
Looks more official, yeah.
And there's a little picture so you can see what the stickers look like, too.
Yeah, which is nice.
I changed the promos page. Now, instead of just a link so that you can download it, there's a little embedded player so you can play it in the browser, and then there's also a link so you can download the promo. What else did I do? I restructured some of the links. Like, now you can go to itchhat, or I just had a terrible thought.com/about if you want to get to the about page. Before, it was like page equals 32 mark or something.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
So I changed
like
that.
URL. Yeah.
I added a link that if you click it, it's a little iTunes button. It's kind of underneath the PayPal donate button. If you click the little iTunes button, even though we're not listed in iTunes, it'll subscribe in iTunes if you have iTunes. So that should make that easier for people.
Yeah.
I added a bunch of little social bookmarking like buttons underneath all the posts. So like you can submit us to Dig or share us with people on Facebook or MySpace or
Delicious.
Twitter.
What's that called?
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's like a social bookmarking site. People put up links to shit.
It's a bunch of shit. Yeah. You can share, you know, which is awesome.
I think that's about it. Is there anything else I added to it?
I don't think so. That's about it, yeah. But yeah, it's new and better and improved.
Yeah, take that, bitches. you can send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Send us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And I finally sent those stupid shirts out. Finally.
Stupid shirts.
Well, no, they're not. You know.
I know what you're saying.
But it was a combination of procrastination and a change in my work schedule that kept me from sending them out. Like, I was putting it off. And then when I finally was, like, ready to do it, they switched my work schedule so that I was going in at a certain time and getting out after the post office was closed.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh, I'll get up early and go to the post office before work. Yeah, that's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we are hardworking workers lower class.
I finally got back on my regular schedule and went after work today and sent them out.
Yeah.
And the bitch at the post office made me put a return address on there, which I didn't think you had to do.
That's bullshit.
On
the upper left-hand corner?
Yeah. I had to put a return address on there. She wouldn't mail them for me. So Austin and Aileen now have our address. So please don't fly any planes into our building or send us anthrax or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't really mind Austin and Aileen having the address, but I think we should get a P.O. box in case we have to mail stuff out in the future, because I'm really not worried about it, but still, I don't really want to go sending our address around.
Yeah. Well, what would they do with it?
Well, exactly nothing, but just to be safe.
All right.
Send
us presents.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, we're going to get a P.O. box, and then, yeah, you can send us presents.
Yay!
We'll give you some warning for when our birthdays are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Send us no package bombs, please.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That should do it.
Become a fan on Facebook, and that's it.
Do everything else in terms of making us awesome.
Right.
Whatever. All right, guys. We'll check you next week. Thanks for listening.
Pterodactyls!
Yeah!
Could you imagine a polydactyl pterodactyl?
Hold on.
Fuck you!
For real.